वाहिगुरु जी का खालसा, वाहिगुरु जी की फतेह। वेलकम टू द सेगमेंट ऑफ खोज गुरबानी शब्द डे। वी कंटिन्यू विद आवर रेसिटेशन फ्रॉम आसा महला पांचवा। दिस इज द सिक्स्थ शब्द इन आसा महला पांचवा छंत कर छेवा। एंड टुडे वी विल रिसाइट द सेकंड स्टैंजा and the recitation of the second stanza. Asa mahala panjava amrit ban sansar sahai aap bhai ram naam urhar bikh ke divas gaye gat param moh bekar bin se jon aavan jaan sab rahe अगन सागर भय सीतल साद अंचल गह रहे गोविंद गोपाल दयाल समरथ बोल साधु हर जय जय नानक नाम त्याए पूरन साध संग पाई परम गते अमृत बन संसार सहाय आप भए। The advice is if you seek the shelter of the self, which is what the guru was telling us in the first stanza, to seek that shelter, then in order to do that, what that means is amrit ban. Ban means a forest, but here it also means to bind, to hold yourself. In other words, attach yourself, bind yourself to amrit. Amrit is a synonym, is used to describe the nectar of self-knowledge, which is also called naam in Gurbani. So, therefore, attach yourself to Naam, to self-knowledge. And if you do that, Sahai Aap Bhai, the self will assist, will be helpful. It's a two-way process. You initiate something with motivation, the self will respond, because there is a harmony underlying this association. There is a resonance. Ram Naam Urhar. Ram Naam, in other words, make self-knowledge. The self is also Ram, the all-pervasive Ram. Urhar. Make that the garland around your neck. In other words, adopt Naam as the guide for life. Then, bikh ke divas gaye, bikh, poison. What is the poison here? It is the vices that afflict us. Divas, the days of that poison will be over. If you adopt Naam as the guide for your life, Ram Naam Urhar, bikh ke divas gaye. गत परम मोह बेकार बिन से। So, by attaching yourself to Naam, by investing yourself in Naam, by making Naam self-knowledge the guide for your life, गत परम मोह, delusions, the illusion that we live under, will leave you. Gata param. Gata is to go. Motion. Movement. It'll move away. And what is the param? The param essentially is that we mistake what is a mere appearance to be reality. The world is simply an appearance. It is not reality in the sense that it is ever-changing, fleeting, transient. But we think it is otherwise, and that is the illusion. And that is what causes us to be in samsara, in this cycle of mundane, monotonous behavior. So when you attach yourself or you become self-knowledge based, then the first thing that goes is this delusion. And then bikar. Bikar means modifications of the mind, desires that come and go in a cycle. Binse, all of this goes. Jon avan sab rahe. Jon, they will not take birth in your mind. Sab rahe. So this constant chatter in your mind, this constant pushing will simply disappear when you become immersed in self-knowledge, when self-knowledge becomes your guide for life, guru wisdom, if you will. Agan sagar bhay sital. Agan sagar, that ocean of fire becomes tranquil. What is that ocean of fire? It is the world of Maya, because it is always exciting in us desires. And that is what makes us run around in a robotic fashion. That is what gives us depression. That bubbling ocean of desires, that fire, will abate. Sadh anchal gehar hai. Sadh here is the guru. Sadh means perfection. In your search for your potential perfection, when you seek shelter, here it means sadh anchal, when you hang on to the apron string of the guru. That's what it means, to the guru's teachings. Gehar hai. Gehar is also to extract, to mine. So engage with guru wisdom and mine its wisdom. And then you will experience that tranquility. Govind Gopal Dayal Samrat. Govind, the protector, the almighty. Gopal, sustainer of the earth. Dayal, the compassionate one. The all-skillful Samrat. Bole sadhu har jai jai. It speaks through the speech of the guru. It speaks to us through the guru. Understand that. Nanak naam tyaye, puran sadh sang pai paramgate. So, naam tyaye is to adopt the qualities, is to become self-realized, self-actualized, because self-knowledge has to express itself in virtue. Puran sadhsang. Puran sadhsang pai param gate. Puran means this knowledge, this guru wisdom that you will obtain. Self-knowledge is puran. There is no deficiency there. It will give you complete knowledge. And with that, you will attain param gate, that supreme state. That supreme state of consciousness, where you will actually experience Govind, Gopal, Dayal, Samrat, that oneness. Vaheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Vaheguru Ji Ki Fateh.